Hello everyone, this is Anthony Nguyen and I love food, and so does my family. So I thought it would be fun to talk to the owner and chef, Nina Christensen, of Plates and Palettes, a small restaurant and catering business in Bountiful, Utah, and she also happens to be my mom. I'm sure many of you have wondered what it's like to own a restaurant. It seems to be one of the American dreams. So I will interview my mom. So, how did you get into the restaurant business?
Well, actually, almost by accident. We started almost 10 years ago with a dream to open a kitchenware store. We put a small kitchen in it so we could have cooking classes. And then we decided since the kitchen would be empty most of the time, we would start to serve some salads out of it during lunchtime in the day. Well, the food became really popular and our menu grew, and eventually we added catering, and it's just kind of blossomed from there.
Why do you think food is so popular, Nina?
Our food is popular because of the quality and passion we put into everything. We prepare everything from scratch daily and use the best ingredients. It's very important to have a good product. Never cut corners, and it really sets you apart from the rest.
Did you go to culinary school to prepare for this business?
No, I did not. Although it can be very helpful, I believe the best experiences and learning are from practicing, experimenting, and you certainly must have a real love for it. You have to be adventurous, willing to try new things, taste things you've never had before. Don't be afraid to fail and just keep trying. One of the most rewarding things is to make people happy with something you have created. And you don't get that satisfaction by following someone else's recipe.
So, is having your own restaurant as fun as it sounds?
Well, yes and no. I don't think most people realize how much work goes into it, especially if you're doing a good job and not cutting corners. There's no vacations. You have really long work hours, endless thoughts and worries. You don't get to go home and forget about it. If there's a problem, you have to fix it. Your food has to be good, your books have to be balanced, you have to manage the employees, and very most importantly, have good relationships with your customers. It's a lot to balance, especially if you have a family too. On the other hand, I can't tell you how great it is to have endless creative opportunities and be the one in charge. It's really rewarding to see your business grow and be a positive influence in the community. Eating such a social event that binds us all together, and it's something we all enjoy doing. Small businesses are certainly the backbone of the community as well.
So, what are some of the trends you're seeing that relate to people are eating?
There's certainly a movement for that are people are wanting to eat healthier. People are becoming more aware of what they're eating and where the food originates. Customers are more concerned about foods that are organic and even want to eat locally produced items. We're seeing people want to consume more whole grains instead of processed. And even ancient grains are very popular right now, like quinoa, amaranth, millet. It also seems people are eating a little less meat and focusing more on fruits and vegetables. Of course, people still like to indulge, but they seem to be balancing it a little better.
What kinds of things would you suggest to someone thinking of getting into the food service business?
Well, I can't stress enough that you have to have a love for it. It's certainly hard work, and you have to enjoy doing it. You have to be confident in your product. Get others' opinions and make sure they agree your food is good. Not only good, but great. Because there's an enormous amount of competition out there, so you have to really stand out. People need and love to eat, so it's a pretty good business to be in. You have to have perseverance, work hard, and have really good people skills. If you don't like people, it certainly isn't for you.
Well, thank you for your time, Nina. I also wanted to share one of your recipes with the listeners because it is my favorite. And it's special because it's the first recipe you developed for Plates and Palettes, right?
Yep. Yes, please do.
Okay, this is for coconut curry salad. And in a bowl, mix together the dressing ingredients, which are 3/4 a cup of coconut milk, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of mayo, 2 tablespoons of curry powder, 2 teaspoons of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and a pinch of salt and pepper. And then in a separate bowl, toss 2 1/2 cups of cooked chicken that are cut into 1/2-inch cubes, 3/4 a cup of sliced celery, 1/2 a cup of sliced green onion, 1/4 a cup of dried apricots that are cut into around 1/4 of an inch pieces, and 1/4 cup finely sliced or shredded carrot, 3/4 a cup of grapes. And add the dressing slowly to the chicken mixture and stir until just coated. A little goes a long way. Then top with 1/4 a cup of shredded coconut for garnish. You can serve it on a bed of greens or just as a sandwich. You can also substitute shrimp or add other dried fruits and nuts too. This serves about 4 people. So enjoy your food and remember to support small local restaurants and businesses. Thank you for listening.